make heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, blessed viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company Channel 65. In Kotol on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on WeCam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chonghua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV. Yongjiale Cable TV on Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Huanyan County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, Channel 105 on Mincheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Algeria pledges up to $83 million to promote literacy. In ecology news, 2,000 acres of wilderness and recreational areas are protected in California, USA. In animal welfare news, a 6-year-old girl raises money to protect wildlife in Australia. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 7th, is the birthday of CNN anchor Miss Nicole Lapine, a native of California, USA. She is one of the station's youngest anchors and works for the network's live streaming video service, CNN.com Live. Miss Lapine, a vegan for over 10 years, hosts Now in the News and a weekly series called Young People Who Rock. This program features individuals under 30 who are accomplishing great things. She is also an ambassador for the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation, hosting the Being Smart is Cool campaign. Many thanks for your health-saving lifestyle and all you do to help others, Nicole. Wishing you a most fabulous birthday with friends and family. May noble dreams come true for you.
Fly-in News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Xinjiang, China. On February 21st, the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region in northwest China was jolted by a moderate earthquake. Of the some 28,000 residents affected, more than 12,000 were evacuated to temporary tents provided by the government. On February 24th, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $20,000 to bring urgent necessities to the Xinjiang region. This amount could purchase approximately $174,000 in supplies in the United States based on China's cost of living. Our association members covered their own expenses in traveling to the region. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report from the quake zone.
March 1, 2009. Most Merciful Master, regarding earthquake in Xinjiang. Upon learning of a 5.2 magnitude earthquake with over 200 consecutive aftershocks in Xinjiang, Master immediately provided $20,000 and instructed our relief team to carry out necessary actions. On February 26th, we arrived at the most shaken counties of Wubu and Sapaba'e. There we saw quite a number of collapsed old mud houses, but the newly built anti-shock houses were unaffected. We then went to other less affected towns, Yurchi and Gazalica, where the conditions were similar, but to a lesser degree. The local authorities had allocated 700,000 RMB, or $102,290 for relief funds, and 200 tents for the homeless. They also supplied flour, rice, oil, coal, cotton shoes, overcoats, quilts, and daily necessities to the needy. The local communities also collected more than 900,000 RMB, or $131,500 for relief work. From what we saw, the villagers had recovered from the shock and many tents were now unoccupied. We are very thankful to God's blessing for the minimal damage of this event. At present, the government is looking after this matter very well, so there is no need for us to carry out further relief work. We value most the immense love Master has for the less fortunate. With much gratitude and best wishes, Xinjiang Relief Team.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for allowing us to share this information with our viewers, who may be glad to know of the well-being of many residents in Xinjiang, China. We also thank our association's foreign group for providing this report.
Our sincere thanks to the government personnel for their rapid emergency support to the earthquake victims. We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for the loving care immediately extended to those in need. May heaven protect the Chinese people as we pray that such distressing events are eased through our own mindful care of the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Small African farmers receive support. Through a partnership with both the World Cocoa Foundation and GTZ GmbH, a German development organization, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is providing financial support for some 350,000 small-scale cashew and cocoa farmers in 8 sub-Saharan African nations. Along with a $42 million donation contributed from private companies, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is gifting $23 million and $25 million toward cocoa and cashew growing, respectively. The funds are intended to promote self-sufficiency for the growers, thereby raising standards of living to end hunger. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and other generous donors, heaven reward your noble spirit of giving. May the good-hearted African growers thrive in dignity, fulfillment, and peace.
Thailand and Laos open rail link. On Thursday, the first direct rail connection was officially launched between Thailand and Laos. Thai Princess Mahachakri Sirindorn presided as she rode on the first train from the Thai border town of Nong Khai for its travel along 3.5 kilometers or 2.1 miles of track to Tanalang in Laos. The new railway connects through the Friendship Bridge, which was constructed in 1994 and is expected to greatly enhance the region's economy, which will also benefit the livelihoods of the country's peoples. A respectful salute, Your Royal Highness, Thailand and Laos, for your new connection. May the heavens grace your nations with an evermore bridge of friendship and prosperity.
Martian volcano further indicates water and life. In their research to understand the asymmetric form of the planet's 15-mile-high Olympus Mons, Earth science professors Dr. Patrick McGovern and Dr. Julia Morgan of Rice University in Houston, Texas, USA, found that clay sediment was the only material that could result in the volcano's geologic shape. This type of sediment can only be found in the presence of water. Thus, the researchers now speculate that actual pockets of water may exist beneath the rock material and that in warming conditions, the environment would be favorable for certain types of life. Doctors McGovern and Morgan, we are thrilled at yet another glimpse into the life puzzle of Mars. As we learn more of our planetary neighbor, may our appreciation deepen for the myriad wonders of creation. In a discussion via video conference with Supreme Master Television staff, Supreme Master Qinghai shared fascinating new insights about the beings who live underground in Mars. As descendants of survivors of a planetary disaster caused by climate change much like our own, the Martians had benevolently agreed to reveal details about themselves to help humans on Earth make wise decisions.
There were some pockets of less polluted area in Mars at that time, less poisonous. They survive and they start picking up pieces, and then they go into the underground caves and they dig tunnels and live in there. Then they gather together, dig up more and deeper tunnels and caves underground and arrange for more comfort and community. They found the underground water, river, and they live nearby. Most of the people live near the underground water. I also hesitated to give out all this information before. But I asked them and they say it's okay because it might be very helpful to our planet. They're very kind, aren't they? Very kind.
Dubai promotes global unity through poetry. Established by the charitable foundation of His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the United Arab Emirates and ruler of Dubai, the first ever Dubai International Poetry Festival 2009 is being held from March 4th through 11th, 2009. 1,000 Poets, One Language is hosting renowned poets from 45 countries with live translations provided in Arabic and English on large screens for the public. Chairman of the festival's organizing committee and acclaimed United Arab Emirates poet Jamal Al-Muhari said, "Poetry has always been one of the most important channels of communication, spreading peace among nations. Our respectful accolades, Your Highness, organizing committee, Dubai, and all participating nations for harmonizing our world through the beautiful art of poetry. May we ever appreciate these gifts of creativity that bring color and joy to our lives."
U.S. man returns treasure to air. A year ago, during his spring cleaning, Mr. Nicholas Grodd found an old package in the basement of his northeast Portland, Oregon home. The box contained U.S. postal bonds dating back to the 1940s, estimated to worth nearly $200,000. Using the Internet, Mr. Grodd located the surviving grandson of the owner who had purchased the house in 1927. He then sent Mr. Thomas Fagg in Oklahoma the bonds along with pictures of the grandfather he had never known. Mr. Grodd wrote, "I'm giving you this freely because of my trust in the great universe and the belief that it's the right thing to do." Mr. Fagg later said, "There are no words in the English language that can express the gratitude and admiration I have for this man for being so, so honest. Mr. Grodd, we laud your impeccable integrity and your steady faith in returning the fortune to its rightful heir. May the heavens ever shine upon your noble heart."
Save our planet. Permafrost is melting in China and Sweden. The Qinghai Institute of Geology and the China University of Geosciences released a joint report stating that permafrost in the Tibetan Plateau that is currently less than 10 meters thick is likely to disappear within the next 7 years. Swedish researcher Margarita Johansson of Lund University has also reported that permafrost is either already gone or is being lost in northern Sweden region. Defined as soil that remains at or below freezing for two or more years, permafrost is known to play a vital role in balancing the ecosystem and stabilizing the ground itself, with melting leading to collapse, which in turn causes major damage to infrastructure and sometimes steeply increased greenhouse gas emissions. Dedicated researchers of China and Sweden, we join in your concern over the melting permafrost. May our benevolent green actions help to quickly restore the balance and health of the environment. In August 2008, Supreme Master Qinghai met with our association members in a video conference and expressed her concern about the gas release, which actually is being compounded by multiple sources.
And also, it will melt more ice if the methane coming out from the permafrost, etc., etc., and from the ocean as well, and from all the livestock, animals, raising, and they keep adding together, and it will stay in the atmosphere for a long time. So we have to change it. The quicker we change, the better. And then we can halt the climate change, and we can restore the planet very quickly, in no time. But if we don't, then the planet will also be destroyed quickly and in no time.
Save our planet. British Housing Development is given high eco grades. The outstanding green efforts of development group Miller Homes have been most recently recognized with an excellent rating by independent assessment company Eco Homes. Miller Homes received the honor for the Millennium Village in Allerton Bywater, which offers 3 to 4 bedroom properties with earth-saving qualities. Features include highly improved insulation, energy-efficient lighting, window and door frames from sustainable timber sources, larger windows to reduce the need for artificial lighting, energy-saving appliances such as washing machines designed to use less than 40 liters of water per cycle, and a swath of green space surrounding the development itself. Our green accolades Miller Homes Yorkshire for your exceptional efforts to create eco-friendly homes. We can't wait to see your next achievements in comfort and sustainable living.
Save our planet. Jordan and U.S. to cooperate on environment program. Jordan and the United States have agreed to partner for improvement of Jordan's eco-friendly laws and environmental protection policies. Some of the projects include water quality improvements and monitoring, as well as updating environment laws. Longer-term goals include cultivating an overall environmental consciousness, including involving the public in decision-making. Congratulations, Jordan and the United States, for your collaboration on earth-conserving values. May the people of your nations prosper in harmonious balance with nature.
Save our planet. New electric sports car to take the road. The Quant, an all-electric four-seater vehicle, has emerged from a partnership between Switzerland-based NLV Solar AG and Sweden's Koniseg. Powered by a dual motor system, the Quant can be recharged within 20 minutes, reaching top speeds of 171 miles per hour with a driving range of 310 miles. A thin film solar cell coating that covers the body of the car provides additional energy and mileage range. With gull wing doors for easy access, the sporty car comfortably seats 4 adults. Production schedule and pricing are yet to be announced. What great news, Koniseg and NLV Solar AG. Bravo for this clean energy innovation, which we look forward to seeing on the road soon.
Save our planet. The cheeky Kia, residing only on New Zealand's South Island and thought to be the world's most intelligent bird, has declined in population from some 15,000 in the 1990s to now only 1,000.
Save our planet. U.S. President Barack Obama is restoring key provisions to the Endangered Species Act, including a requirement for government agencies to ensure that their proposed projects take into account any impact to wildlife.
Save our planet. The UN and the World Bank have chosen Hanoi in O Lạc, or Vietnam, as the site of a pilot program to help increase the region's resiliency to climate-related effects.
Delicious veggie diet without any animal products. For a tip on how to ease coughing, drink lots of fluid. Fruit juices, hot herbal teas, and warm water will help to reduce your cough. Avoid caffeine because it increases help make you well. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In good governance news, Algeria allots up to $83 million to promote literacy. Education Minister of Algeria, Mr. Boubacar Ben Bouzid, said the funding will be used in two parts. The goal of the first phase will be to reduce illiteracy to 10% by 2013. It is envisioned that the second stage of the program will help the nation achieve 100% literacy by 2016. Graduate students will be asked to assist with this plan. We send our accolades, Algeria, for your generous support of the education of your citizens. May the people of all nations be blessed with a brilliant future.
In ecology news, Northern California, USA property gains protection. Almost 2,000 acres in northern Sierra Nevada and Yuba County are being permanently safeguarded. The wilderness, wildlife and recreation areas were purchased with state funds and private partners' contributions. Mr. Perry Norris of California Base Truck Donor Land Trust said, "The properties are off the charts in terms of their natural resources and truly iconic landscapes of the Northern Sierra. Any lover of the Sierra should be very pleased that they are now and forever protected. Kudos and God bless you participating California associations for securing this fantastic natural area. May our earth continue for eons to come to flourish in all beauty and grace." Up next on Otwalsi News, a 6-year-old Australian girl raises money for wildlife. It looks like a little birdie is coming by the garden to say hello. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more conscientious news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, enriching news for a prosperous world. In animal welfare news, a 6-year-old Australian raises more than $2,000 for wildlife. Chloe Tsangaras of Brisbane donated the funds to Wildlife Warriors Worldwide. This organization was established in 2002 by renowned environmentalists Steve and Terry Irwin. As a reward for her valiant efforts, Chloe was awarded a week's holiday on the Sunshine Coast. Bravo, Chloe, for your sweet efforts to protect our incredible co-inhabitants. May all animals thrive in a world of peace, love, and sustainability.
Time for some light-hearted humor with joke of the day entitled Birthday Time, told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
A guy said to his friend that he always remembers his wife's birthday. The friend was amazed. How? So the first friend said, "Well, whenever she remind me of her birthday, I will remember it the day after."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Beloved Supreme Master TV, today I've heard wonderful news from a doctor. She had made numerous blood tests, and all the results, without any exception, are absolutely perfect. I am 55 years old, a vegetarian for 30 years, and vegan since 3 years ago, and I've quit alcohol completely for about 1 year. I would like to encourage all viewers to do so. Thank you for your programs. I hope we can save the planet by all being veg and going green. Love, Thomas from Germany.
Terrific, Thomas. This is fantastic news indeed. Congratulations. Radiant health, a flourishing planet, appreciative animal friends, all await us. All we have to do is simply be vegan. Thanks for your confirmation. We pray all viewers heed your genuine words of experience. May God shine on you and all the progressive people of Germany with all our love.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or the address on your screen. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May the music of the celestial spheres delight and uplift your spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Guinea-Bissau's National Assembly Speaker, Raimundo Pereira, has officially assumed office as the country's interim president.
China donates $2.5 million in medical equipment to Uruguay, including beds, oxygen compressors, wheelchairs, and surgery supplies.
Addressing the first session of an expatriate council in Rabat, Morocco, King Mohammed VI conveyed his hopes that global migration could help spread worldwide peace and cultural understanding.
German primary schools receive My Book About Islam, the nation's first approved school book on the Muslim faith, to help spread understanding of the religion.
The Riyadh International Book Fair opens in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, with 650 publishing houses from 27 countries, represented with Brazil as this year's guest of honor.
Following talks with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, U.S. President Barack Obama speaks with optimism of their nation's future relations.
Masoud Barzani, president of Iraq's autonomous Kurdish region, met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin to discuss improving their bilateral ties.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth II bestows honorary knighthood on U.S. Senator Edward Kennedy for his role in bringing peace to Northern Ireland as well as health care to Americans.
During meetings with Israeli leaders, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton emphasized the fostering of regional peace through an independent Palestinian state.
Australia pledges $3.2 million in aid for clearing mines from Afghanistan and to provide medical services for those affected. Details.
Please visit www.suprememastertv.com.